Kelly Clarkson, since you've been gone, it's Star 102.7 and the Saturday show with Juanita. Very good morning. We do look at what's coming up this weekend in the far north, and also what's coming up in the future. And coming up next weekend is the TEDx at JCU. If you've ever listened to TEDx, always you come away with some really interesting information. It's great that it's coming to Cairns again. So Saturday, October 27, you can hear from 12 incredible speakers, and one of them is on the phone now. Her name is Raquel Peel. Hi, Raquel.
Hi, Juanita.
Now, tell me, I read with your summary that you are a recovering romantic self-saboteur. Now, why would you say that about yourself?
Well, look, when you do the type of research that I do, you ended up identifying what's happening with yourself as well as your participants.
Ah, okay.
And I very quickly realised that I fit the bill perfectly.
But I believe you're happy now. You've found a partner and you're all loved up.
I am. I'm happily married.
Great.
But it was not an easy road getting here, let me tell
right,
you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, you didn't really have an easy road from day dot. I hear that you were adopted at birth. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that is correct. The moment I was born, I was actually abandoned at the hospital and later adopted by the nurse on duty.
Wow.
It's a bit of a happy story now, but it did take my mom many years to actually adopt me officially.
Wow.
And the reason why I talk about this is because this early life experience has actually impacted the way I see relationships. I realize now that I grew up always afraid of being abandoned again.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine that for sure.
Yeah, I had this innate assumption that at some point the person that I was in a relationship with would abandon me.
Mm.
And it took many years for me to realize that, but I was always preparing.
And then
so you would
kind of end it first because you just were like, well, he's going to do it anyway, so I'm going to sabotage it myself.
That is exactly it. That was my MO. I mean, not all saboteurs will do the same thing. That's pretty much tailored by their own experiences.
Yeah.
But in my experience, you're exactly right. I would start packing up the bags. I would have my kit. I would have my plan B. So the moment I saw any difficulty in the relationship, I was ready to go.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I think it's very understandable considering what you went through early in your life. So what are people going to come away with after listening to you next Saturday?
I hope at least, I mean, I had three key messages for my listeners, but I'm hoping that they can at least get drawn to one message, which is insight. So I think it's really important to know who you are in a relationship. So the moment I realized that was my pattern, that was my MO, that's when things started to change for me.
Yeah.
I remember my now husband telling me, there is no plan B, Raquel. This is going to be for life. I want to marry you. So you can't be making a plan B. But that's because I had insight into who I was. I talked to him about it, and he was able to turn around and go, you can't be making a plan B, otherwise you're never going to concentrate on your plan A.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Smart boy. Glad you married him.
Well, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe I can just close my PhD and say, we just need someone like my husband.
Yes, absolutely. Spell it out. Raquel, thanks for chatting this morning, and best of luck at TEDx next weekend.
Yes.
If you'd like to hear Raquel or any of the other speakers next Saturday, October 27 at JCU for TEDx, just Google TEDx JCU Cairns and book your place online. Your star.